The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
The Burt Show.
The honeymoon period is over for Rebecca and her new boyfriend. All the cutesy cute, everything he does is so cute. We're so connected. That period is coming to an end because she's here today for us to settle two differences that she and her boyfriend have today in our couples court. Oh, it all starts off so great. Everything they do is fantastic. Even the little itty bitty things that other people would find annoying, you find so cute because you're so connected, but not anymore.
Yeah, I'm in a classic pickle, classic couples court pickle that I think you guys have talked about before, which is why I am bringing this debate to the table, because I truly believe you will be balanced and fair, even though I'm right.
You can't sway the jury already.
I am correct.
All right, just so I have this right, my facts right, we are giving a fair and balanced argument when we only hear one side of it.
Give it your best shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's how the world works anyway.
Indeed.
Yeah, full disclosure, I have a written statement, and I texted him 5 minutes ago letting him know I was doing this.
Okay.
So I have his two-sentence text defense as well.
Okay. All right.
Here's the pickle. The disagreement is, I thought he loved me and I was wrong.
Oh, no.
So we've been dating.
I've seen that viral trend.
We've been dating. Actually, I don't know how long we've been dating. That's something he keeps track of.
It's been 4.5 months.
Abby, thank you.
Why do you know that? Because that's when you started to lose your friend.
Yeah. Every day I feel her slipping away.
No.
It's the last time she and Rebecca hung out.
No. Okay, so we've been dating for 4.5 months and things have been going very smoothly until very recently. And actually all had to do with the Burt Show live show. He came.
He did?
But yes, and he enjoyed it, by the way. Thought you guys were great.
How come no introduction, no nothing? What's up?
I got to meet him.
You embarrassed to your family?
Only because I saw him in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know he was there. He didn't want to say hi?
No, he. You guys were so busy talking to listeners and fans and taking photos and stuff. He was actually outside with my other friend, Rachel. So Bert walked outside and was like, hey guys, how'd you like the show? And my boyfriend was like, oh, it was great. Like, I loved it, but didn't just have like the wherewithal to be like, I'm Rebecca's boyfriend, by the way.
Well, because that's not his job. It's your job to be like, hey, right. Bert, meet my boyfriend.
Right. Right. I wasn't there. I think he also was a little scared to see people approach me. I think he thinks it's a little surreal.
It is, right?
Yeah, it made him nervous.
Okay.
So he was outside hiding. Anyway, he was having trouble finding the venue. So I was like, well, I got to be inside. You know, the show's about to start. So let me just share my location with you. And that's what I did. I shared my location indefinitely so he could get to the venue. And he did not share his back, which was fine. I was literally just sharing it so that he could show up and find where I was.
Okay, so that's intent.
Yes.
Okay.
But then a few days pass and he still hasn't shared his location with me. So I brought it up. I said, hey, I don't know, my sweet darling boyfriend, you may not have absorbed that I actually sent my location to you forever. So you can always see where I am. And he said, oh, thanks.
When you say forever, it's basically a marriage proposal. Exactly. You get to follow me virtually for eternity.
I do feel like this is a big step. It is a big step, I think. Because, I mean, this is really like, okay, you know where I am all the time.
Even though they're together all the time and he constantly knows where she is anyway.
Also true.
This might be my baggage talking, but I feel like it's a bigger step than saying I love you.
What?
Oh, that is. Your baggage showing.
Okay. Giving someone full access to you 24/7, even when you're not with them. Like, it's one thing to profess my feelings and tell you I love you and put myself up vulnerably. But for you to be able to contact me, reach me, find me 24 hours a day, and I have zero privacy because you're that important to me, that's a really big deal.
This is an argument that you and Chad got into. You talked about this on the air, and it didn't end well off the air.
No, it didn't.
Okay, so
I have changed my opinions. It is an act of love, and I'm fine with it now after hearing his side of things. But
you no longer find it intrusive?
I don't, actually.
Good.
It was all good intentions and very loving, so that was my own baggage that I had to work through. But I still feel like it's a big deal.
I think if you're an independent person, that's a tough step, man. Like, it does feel like... I'm not going anywhere that I'm not supposed to be at all, but just it out there knowing where I am all the time was a big step, right? I don't care. She has mine. I have hers.
And I'm the polar opposite because I know how I maneuver through life. And I'm like, I need you to know where I am because I can need your help at any point in time. Right. So this, you are my safety net and I'm glad to have you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, except I can't handle that kind of responsibility. If something goes wrong with her, it now just dawned on me that my business manager needs to have access to Amanda and my location because we can't help each other.
You should have done that yesterday. You need to do that ASAP.
You are right.
Okay. Is it a big deal? Is it kind of crazy to always know where someone is? Yes, that's kind of insane. I just thought you loved me, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so I'm going to read both of our statements, and then at the end, I want you guys to weigh in, and we will follow whatever your orders are. So here is my statement. Mm-hmm. Dear Kyle, do you care if I live or die? I assume you do, which is why I shared my location with you. I guess you don't care how I feel about your safety. Hence, why you refuse to share your location with me. Do you think I am crazy? Is that why you're afraid to share your location? Are you scared I'm going to pop up somewhere unannounced just because I know where you are? Does that sound so bad? I thought you liked hanging out with me. Full disclosure, it's not like I asked for your location to constantly track you or stalk you. I just want to make sure you're safe or see how close you are when we're meeting up. But now that I think about it, what the hell are you hiding, you freak? Share your location with me within 24 hours or suffer the consequences. The consequences being me deciding what you're doing based on my imagination. I know you're not cheating on me. Are you embarrassed for me to see how often you try to buy Pokemon cards? We've gotten past that. Kyle, I will level with you. I share my location with like 15 of my friends because that's what Gen Z does. I want to be young and hip. Please join me. Love you. Bye.
So I think you could take one sentence out of there. You're asking a rhetorical question. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, that might be asked and answered. Okay, and here's what he texted me 5 minutes ago.
You are something else.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I just don't share my location with anyone. If you really want me to, I will. I don't think it's necessary. I'll always tell you where I am if you ask, and I'm always honest with you. I just find it creepy. And then he quickly replied again, you're not creepy. The location tracking being on is. And then he sent me a shrimp emoji and a little heart.
Yeah, that's your love language.
Yeah.
They're like shrimp. The characters from You, whenever they say, I wolf you. Instead of saying, I wolf, they go, I shrimp you.
I shrimp. Ew. All right, so there are two, right? So we'll handle one today.
Yes.
And then maybe one tomorrow. So do you want an overall, that's the word I'm looking for.
A judgment. Please give me your verdict and we will follow it to the letter.
Okay. So he said, if you want me to. Mm-hmm. This is like that classic argument in The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. It's not if I want you to want to. If you don't want to, then don't do it. Like, either you do it because you want to, not because I want you to. I want you to want to.
Exactly.
But he doesn't want to, or he already would have.
Yes, exactly. So then don't share it. He can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a no share for me.
It does feel a little bit like he's leaving you hanging. Kind of like how Cassie said, I don't think it's the same thing as saying I love you verbally, but it does feel a little bit like you've said, I love you, and he just goes, thanks. So yeah. For me, I see your point where you either need to stop sharing your location and stop saying I love you because now it's just awkward, and just accept who he is, that he doesn't want to share it, or he needs to share it because now it needs to be more reciprocal.
You can't listen to Abby's advice here because she wants you guys to break up so she can start spending more time with you again.
And plotting your demise. Yeah.
You do have a tainted verdict.
Yeah, don't take everything I say with a grain of salt for your shrimp.
I actually think this is great for you guys, and I don't think he should share it if he's not gung-ho about it. I think this is maybe, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of your relationship, but I think every couple runs into instances where you've done everything together, and then you're like, oh, we are very different in this regard. And I think once you make it through that and accept him as he is, I think it's going to make your relationship even stronger. And then in a year, when you get into a fender bender and he can't find you because you turned your location off, you can guilt trip him into sharing your location.
Yeah, yes. I want to handle this with utter immaturity and say that there's an imbalance here I do not like. So if he's not down with sharing the location, you shall not be down either.
Disagree. I used to, like, I'm all about matching energy in certain situations, but don't change who you are to stoop to his level. I do not feel like you should rescind your location. Mm-hmm. That's who you are.
Yeah.
You are sharing your location because you are an open and loving person. Aww. He needs to learn by your example. I think he'll get there. It's just going to take a really long time.
Cut him off.
Okay.
Cut him off.
Honestly, I'm confused, but thank you.
Wow, Rebecca, this seems like a really difficult fight. And I don't know if you're going to be able to get over it. I don't know if you guys can pass this. I think you guys should break up.
The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're trying to get healthier and the interpretation of that is losing some weight, you know how difficult that is, man. There's sometimes I'm just doing the math, like on the treadmill, and I'm busting my ass for like 20 or 30 minutes, and then I look up and I've burned 105 calories, right? It's like two French fries, right? So when you see the gains or the losses in this case, when clothes are starting to fit a little bit differently, you really need to celebrate them. because it is hard. It is a very difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of discipline. And Amber, we can celebrate a small win today.
I will take that small win, which, by the way, speaking of losing calories, I did discover recently something new to help you lose about 8 calories. If you drink an entire glass of ice cold water, your body actually has to work to warm that water up so you can actually burn calories. There's really? A little secret for you guys.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a calorie game changer, but it's a little helpful.
I don't know what to believe online anymore, man, because I feel like I read something like that on a Monday, then on Tuesday, I'm in the algorithm that says, don't do what I just told you to do on Monday. You know?
So recently, well, actually not recently, about 2-3 years ago, I went on a cruise. It's actually the very last trip that I took with both of my parents. My mother was still here. I went on a cruise and I went to Ross. I went to Ross to get some shorts. Really excited about it. I wanted to show off my legs, you know, be a little cool with that hot weather beating on you. And I saw these shorts and I was like, ooh, these are cute. I'm going to get them. So I bought them. Great sale. But then when I got on the boat, I packed them and everything. I got on the boat and I said, I cannot wear these in front of people. I just mentally, I wasn't ready for the shorts. I thought maybe I was, but when I got on that boat and I'm seeing all these sexy people walking around in their bikinis and showing off their abs, I'm like, I can't even wear these shorts.
So what's the process here? So you get them, you wear them at your house, you wear them in the dressing room, and you're feeling good about
it? Yeah.
And then where was the switch?
It's so crazy. I think the switch happened the moment it became like, oh, they're going to see me in this in public. And in my mind, obviously, you're the biggest main character of your own story. So in my mind, everyone's like, look at that disgusting fat broad. But that's not what's going on.
No.
It's all mental, right?
You realize nobody is paying attention.
Exactly.
Man. Nobody's paying attention.
Exactly. You think that you're everybody's main character, but you are not. So I think it's the fact that when it became time to wear it in front of other people, I just completely overthought about all of it. And I was in my head. I was really in my head.
You psyched yourself out from wearing them.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I really, and I regret it because I really wanted to wear those shorts for that. Actually, I wore the shorts yesterday. Yeah. But here's the thing. Not only do those shorts now fit, they are too big.
Let's go.
They're too big. Good. I am like legit, like Halle Berry, like Circuit Monsters ball. I am so skinny. Move over, Halle, dude. You know, Bella, dude. You don't know anything about that.
I'm a little worried for you to go outside. A gust of wind is going to knock you over.
I know. It's crazy. Like, my knees might sound like a drive-by, but this waist is still snatched, baby.
So, you saw them. What made you see them and think, I'm going to try those on?
Well, because I didn't think, honestly, I thought that I had gained weight at the time. I was like, oh, these aren't going to freaking fit. So I put them on because I had to do some work, some working out and some moving around and stuff like that. So I thought they would become the pants I did not care about, which is why I ended up wearing them yesterday for the bet payoff. Because I was like, oh, if it smells like wet farts, who cares? I can't fit them.
Right.
It turns out,
again. That's fantastic, man. That really is. I think this also falls under the same category that we learned with when people were calling us up and sending us their pictures of like, rate me, right? The way we saw ourselves was so different than the way other people see. So you're looking in the mirror and you see a weight that other people just don't see.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, I am just now learning to get out of that mindset of self-loathing, of having, I guess you would call it body dysmorphia, whatever you want to call it. But I am getting a lot better with that. And as I get healthier, not just on the outside, but on the inside, I'm feeling better about me now. And it's great.
And just so you know that you are not alone, because I feel like a lot of people, especially women, because I know I have done this. You have something, you put it on, and you're looking in the mirror, and you talk yourself out of it for whatever reason. Yeah. Like, you will nitpick an outfit and how it looks on you to the point that you absolutely cannot stand it. And so you have to take it off knowing you looked perfectly fine. It's not even better than fine. You looked fantastic, but you just get in your head so much about what other people are going to think. But you finding your self-love, that's what this is all about.
I'm out here loving on myself, baby.
Congratulations, man. That's a big win.
Thank you.
Well done.
The Burt Show.
She wants some relationship advice, and our listener needs some relationship advice because she was just scrolling through Facebook, and she realized that her husband has added the girl that he used to cheat on her with, and now we got real problems.
Ooh. All right, it says, "Hey, Burt Show, when I was 15 years old, I met my now husband. He was that cute bad boy with green eyes, and I was the innocent girl that was sheltered from everything. He had been my first and only. We were high school sweethearts, and we were inseparable. Less than a year later, we found out we were going to be parents. My parents dropped me off at his house and basically said, 'Good luck.' The situation was not ideal, but we made it work. But at just 26 weeks pregnant, I went into premature labor and had my 2-pound baby boy. He's now almost 13 years old and completely healthy. Once we had our baby, I found our relationship falling off the rails. I was too busy caring for a preemie, and it quickly became my husband's excuse to go, quote unquote, hang out with his friends, drinking, partying, and all the teenage boy stuff. During this time, he found an amazing job and at the age of 19, became a foreman in the oil fields. He is always taking care of me and our baby. His work ethic is incredible. He had the resources for me to be a stay-at-home mom, which was amazing. Once my son turned 5, we decided to get married. No wedding, no rings, no nothing. Just sign the paper and mail it in. Only 4 months later, 4 girls texted me. This is when I found out that he was never faithful. I was devastated, but I chose to be with him, as he promised to never step out again. And this year, it will be 15 years since we have been together. He is definitely a different man. He's the perfect husband with no further infidelities, as far as I know. He's loving, supportive, and putting me through nursing school. We now have a total of 3 boys. I know people can change, and he's proven that to me. But here's the problem. A month ago, I was scrolling through Facebook, and my jaw hit the floor. I saw on my people you may know list that he added the girl he used to cheat on me with. She's now married and has children of her own. Needless to say, my blood was boiling. It brought up so much built-up resentment, emotions I didn't know I had because I chose to suppress them. When I calmly brought it up, all he said was that I'm getting in my head too much and I'm only his.
Dude, that's like the worst thing that you could say.
When I looked through his phone, I found nothing. But in his search history, he looks her up daily. Why? From a man's perspective. Why? Should I let this go or should I call it quits? I will not allow him to disturb my peace. I am definitely not the 16-year-old girl who is blindly in love.
Yeah, well, it's too late for him to disturb your peace. That's done.
The peace has been disturbed. It's not even him following this woman that he cheated on his wife with. It's his reaction when she called him out. I feel like that's a bigger infraction. How can you be an adult and not realize or have enough common sense that it's not cool for you to be friends with the woman on Facebook that you cheated on your wife with? I don't care if she has moved on, she's married and she has kids, and the fact that your history is showing you are checking up on her daily, that is sus behavior to the infinite degree. So you have every right to be upset, and him saying you're getting in your head too much, that is textbook gaslighting. Mm-hmm. Be like, no, hi, let me introduce you to common sense. This is inappropriate. You should not be following the woman that you had an affair on me with. All right. So either you unfriend her today or I will file divorce papers tomorrow.
Yikes. Ooh. You are really setting that line in the sand here. Yeah, I think I say this so many times on the show as the only person on the show that thankfully has gone through a divorce. I hate to throw that word around because I know the weight that comes with that. But there are so many red flags here, man. So many disrespectful red flags. A, that he followed her in the first place, which was such a sore spot as it should be. And that goes on your permanent record right there, right? So then he starts following her, turns it around on you. And then the fact that he's checking her out every single day, dude has a problem, a big problem. And in a case like this, I kind of agree with Kristen. Like, if he doesn't acknowledge it and decide, you know what, you're right, I need to go see a therapist about this, and I'm sorry about the way I reacted to you also, I was just embarrassed or what have you, then you got a really big problem.
Checking up on somebody's social media activity is textbook limerence behavior, which, if you don't know what limerence is, it's basically like when you're infatuated with somebody that you can never have. Or maybe they're back in contact. I have no idea. But if my husband was going out of his way to check in on a former lover or a former mistress's social media, that to me tells me that you are stuck in a state of wanting to know what she's doing, and you might not be doing something about it, but you probably will be.
I agree with Kristen in that there really needs to be a hard line in the sand here, because if he gets away with this, you are a pushover. So at this point, his desperate act needs an equally desperate reaction, or he'll do it time and time again.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.